Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, my friends? Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide podcast. I am your host, John Shookman, and I'm thrilled to have you for today's episode. Today is going to be a really fun and really special episode for me. Today really is a huge celebration on a couple different counts. And we will, you know, we'll continue our series next week talking about things I would do if I was a new realtor and new agent. But I wanted to break that apart a little bit because today is episode number 500 of our podcast. And it's wild to even be here saying that. But today's a celebration of that, of hitting 500 episodes. And it is also a celebration because we just finished a couple days ago our incredible mastermind retreat with the Savannah Bananas game on Sunday at Citizens Bank Park. And then we had a mastermind Monday at an amazing 5,000 square foot Airbnb cabin in Boyertown. It was pretty wild. And so what I want to do today is just do an episode celebrating the event and celebrating hitting 500 episodes. It's actually kind of wild because, you know, kind of the end of the retreat, finishing up, you know, late Monday, early Tuesday, coincides with the same week I hit episode number 500. And honestly, a lot of the lessons and things I'm going to share that I came away with from the event really go back to the same lessons that I'm reflecting on from the podcast years and years ago. And so it's exciting to have you here and kind of have this celebration today. So you know that it was a couple days ago that we finished the retreat. So we did the game Sunday at Citizens Bank Park, the Savannah Bananas game, and then the mastermind Monday. And then we left and checked out Tuesday morning. I got home and wanted to record an episode, and I didn't want to record it early. Not that I believe in jinxing things, but I didn't want to like jinx it and say, oh, the retreat was so great when it was a dud. But it was. So I didn't record it until a couple days into the week. I started recording this on Tuesday night when I got home. So this morning, as I started recording it, I was leaving the Airbnb. And so the retreat, finishing my first ever mastermind retreat basically today, if I'm honest, it's probably the first of many retreats. As I started recording this, I checked into the Airbnb on Friday and then left today, Tuesday. And it is wild to look at the last, 72, 100 hours, whatever it is, people coming in Saturday night, the great time we had, and then the game Sunday being together, dinner Sunday night, and then the event Monday. Even just like the impromptu stuff, like Sunday night, myself, Jeremy Kane, my wife Valerie, and then Mandy and Rich Regal were all playing a game Sunday night. And that was just a really cool game, just a really cool moment to just play a card game together and no pressure, just some fun together. So, I got to be honest with you guys, like I went to the Airbnb, stayed there. And I would just say, like, if you guys, and this is not to pitch me or my event or anything, but if you go to an event, I would encourage you, like, be there, be at the event as much as you can. So stay at the Airbnb if you can. We had some awesome connections Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday morning, like when the sessions were like officially over. An amazing talk Saturday night. I had gone to the Savannah Bananas game Saturday with a friend and then came back to the Airbnb. Vincent Pugliese was already there. Mandy and her husband Rich Regal were there. Tracy and Billy Spence were there. And it was just really cool. Few of us sitting around talking. I think Saturday night, actually, we talked from like, when I got back at like 9:30 or 10 p.m. until 1 or 2 in the morning. So I would say, no matter, like, if you go to an event, I would stay at the Airbnb. But anyway, that's a very, very long intro to just really jump into it and say, episode 500, and I just wanted to thank you all for being here so far. When I started the podcast, this show, it's a lot like my event, right? It started as a dream. It really did. And then I had this dream, and the same thing happened in late April. April 22nd, I think, was the first time I mentioned the event to Vincent Pugliese, and it turned into something awesome that has completely changed my life. So Again, a huge thank you to all of you that listen to the show. A huge thank you to those of you that were at the retreat. And those of you that listen, thank you for listening consistently, reaching out to me, telling what you appreciate, what you like, what I could improve. I appreciate it so much. And it's been an incredible, incredible journey. You know, I didn't set out. I shared something on Facebook the other day. I didn't set out when I started this to be some influencer or whatever that even means. I didn't set out to create like one of the top real estate podcasts for realtors. I didn't set out to do anything special. I just wanted to help people and share my story. You know, I wanted to reach people and I thought it might be a few. At first it was me and my wife listening to it. And now it's turned into thousands and thousands of people, right? You know, I didn't set out to be anybody special, right? I set out to help people and I did. And I think when you set out to serve and help people and do amazing things, you can, right? Now, if you set out to like be an influencer or whatever, that's, I would not go at it with that attitude. So to now have thousands of people listen to my podcast, to maxing out an Airbnb for the event, you can do anything. And I'm proud of what I've built. And, you know, I'm looking at the stats right now, more than 10,000 people over the few years have listened to my podcast, 10,000 people. So that's pretty cool. And it's a huge blessing, right? Thankful to the Lord and how God has blessed my journey and what I'm doing and building. It has been awesome. And I want to encourage you guys as you listen to this today, as I reflect and dream and share some of that here, I want you to be dreamers too, right? Dream up a podcast, dream up an event. Still remember early on, you know, people say all the time, I don't understand like why you're doing a podcast. Do you get paid for that? Like they said that to me. And I was like, no, I don't get paid. You know, I spend money on this podcast, right? So why do it? Well, I'll tell you, if I'm honest with you guys, the event would not have happened without the podcast. The membership would not have happened without the podcast. The audio coaching I do, Mastermind, all of it came from the podcast. People find the podcast and I give away free stuff, right? I share value and try to give that away. And people find it and they connect with me. And some of them just listen to it for free and that's fine. Some will join me either at EXP, and this isn't a pitch for that, but that's what they do. Or maybe they just join the membership and pay for that, right? So almost every single person that was at the event this weekend came from a connection to me directly and me serving them, right? So they're, you know, under me at EXP or in my membership or whatever, right? So does the podcast make money? And will your podcast make money if you build one? No, not directly. But indirectly, the answer is very much so, right? To sell out, right, multiple thousands of dollars in tickets to the event, and all of it was from connections, usually free connections to start. So again, event was absolutely wild. It's so cool to be at the Bananas game on Sunday at Citizens Bank Park, followed by the full retreat day at the cabin. And it was literally, I'll be honest with you, there are things I would do differently and improve for sure, but the event was everything, more than everything I could hope for and dream for, so much more. I've kind of feel like that about the podcast too, right? It's been such a blessing to have, and I didn't dream of this ever being possible. You know, at the retreat, we had so many breakthroughs. We had laughs, we had tears, we had bold ideas, bold decisions, people being willing to put themselves out there in deep connections, right? And it was content, right? It was sharing stories and helping others. Well, the same way that I've built the podcast. The podcast, just like the event, was built. It creates community. Real people get helped and served through it and impacted. And it's just been basically an absolute dream come true in many ways. You know, I made a post Tuesday and I had this thought about a line from the movie Home Alone 2. One of my favorite movies. I love the Home Alone movies. And Kevin's the, however he is, 8, 9 years old. And Kevin, you know, goes around New York City after getting lost there. And he says, you know, if you read my post, you saw this, but he says, this is the greatest accident of my life. And I've really been thinking about that all week, all weekend. You know, this is really the greatest accident of my life, is exactly how the retreat felt, and also the podcast. You know, this whole journey, right? Falling out, failing dozens of W-2 jobs that didn't stick, you know, not because I was sleeping with the boss or stealing money from the cash register. And I've said this before, but because I'm a dreamer and a visionary. I can't just clock in, clock out, and do something mundane. I wanted to build, I wanted meaning, and I wanted freedom. And of course, from there came real estate. Found something where I could combine my gifts for sales and relationships. Now, as many of you know, right, it took 9 to 12 months to get into it and have success. But when I did, well, I created success with it, and it's just constantly grown ever since. Well, think about like the membership and even the podcast. How did it start? Well, people started asking, how are you getting leads? How are you growing your business? All that stuff. How are you doing this? And then, of course, many of them came to the membership. You know, and even, you know, Saturday night, as people were like driving here and checking in and all the things from the Airbnb, I got a notification on Facebook in my memories that it was 3 years ago that day, Saturday, that the membership started. And that to me was like a full like God moment where it all came together, all came full circle. And to me, I was like, holy cow, how did this happen? Right? Had an idea years ago when I built this to start a membership from the podcast and the questions I got. It would then lead so many people to my Facebook and all that, and then to them being at this event. So I remember seeing this in my notifications 3 years ago that Saturday. And thinking like, wow, is this real life, right? But it made sense. The membership, basically, and the stuff I do for free has led to almost everything else that I then do paid, right? Retreat, conversations, coaching, support, audio messaging, community. All of that stuff came from the membership and just building relationships. This podcast, in a lot of ways, made the event possible. Many people in that room, like I said, started finding me through this podcast or through the membership. And so here we are, full circle, and it has been such a blessing. You know, I'll be honest, if you would have told me 6 years ago getting into real estate, or even 5 or 4 years ago at Vincent Puglisi's first event that I went to, I would have told you were nuts, right? But that's kind of how I feel about all of this, right? Let's go back to the Home Alone quote. This is the greatest accident of my life. You know, I kind of feel like Kevin. Now, again, it wasn't an accident. A lot of this was built with purpose, with vision, right? Now, I'm not saying I had this plan for an event 3, 5, 6 years ago to build out a mastermind event, but every piece of it, I've learned so much from Vincent Puglisi. It's all relationships, connections, no ads, no funnels, no sales pitch. You know, I believe I said it somewhere on the podcast at some point, but I had over 50 conversations. I always forget. I think it was, might have been 55, 56, but it was definitely north of 50, somewhere in that mid 50s. I had 50 something one-on-one conversation about the event, right? Before I sold tickets. Then again, I invested north of $10,000 into the event, but I asked people, hey, would you be interested in this? I said, and then when people, you know, talked about being interested, I said, what would it be worth? Would you? And then again, I had multiple Airbnbs I looked at. I'm like, well, would you rather spend, you know, $600 or $700 or even $500 on an event and it's cheaper or not as nice, but it gets the job done? Or would you rather me go all out and you're spending, you know, $1,200, $1,500, $1,700 on tickets, depending on the price? And everyone said, go big. We would rather go big. And so it just is crazy, right? That's how everything has grown. Just conversations, right? In my real estate business, same thing. Ask conversations, right? It's just having conversations, sharing stories, and building relationships, right? And it's so funny. I believe so much in the power of storytelling. A few months ago, sat down with someone who just, they had liked my post about our son's journey with autism and our church hurt stuff that we had shared recently. And so I want you to hear how this happened. So they asked to sit down and then they're like, hey, we'd love to talk about parenting autism. We'd love to talk about the church hurt thing, all these things. And then he said, hey, we're probably looking to buy also in like the next 2 to 3 years, right? Well, so I didn't sit there to pitch him. I didn't use my church hurt story or my kid to get business, right? But what happens? People want to do business with people they know, like, and trust. So we chatted for a while. He said really they were 2 to 3 years out. And so I didn't put pressure on that at all. But then, hey, through the conversations and all of that, basically today or this week, as I was, you know, getting this episode ready, they went under contract this week on a $600,000 new build. And they and their parents have to sell a home to make it all work, right? So I did the math. It's a $40,000 commission from all three homes in a month. And so I want to be clear, I did not sit down with him or build a relationship to try to sneak in the back door to convince them to buy a house and twist their arm, right? But I built relationships. Goes back to a great quote, right? One of my favorites. And says, you can have everything in life that you want if you just help others get what they want. And it's from Zig Ziglar. You can have everything in life that you want if you will just help others get what they want. And that is my goal in everything I do and in my journey. Podcast, membership, now mastermind retreat, and more to come, I'm sure. Comes back to serving people. I didn't try to sell any of this. The retreat, event, no ads, no funnels, no sales pitches. It was relationships. Dozens and dozens and dozens of conversations. That's how every single thing I've built has been built. And so, you know, here, as we celebrate today, kind of in between this series as a new realtor, think about how you're building relationships and caring for people and serving them. Are you being sincere in all of these things? One of the biggest lessons I've learned just watching Jesse and this fan of bananas is just that. Fans first. Fans first. Take care of your people, right? As I finished up the episode Wednesday, Thursday, I'm in Georgia. Why am I here? Well, I drove down because a friend of mine is buying a house here, and it was a referral connection to Marty Pettiford, my friend down here. It was just a referral. So I get 25% of it, right? Made whatever, $5,000. So the money doesn't matter. But guess what? You know what does matter? Caring for my people. Guess what? I did the event, and then Wednesday I left and was thinking fans first, as I drove down to Georgia and saw them on Thursday morning for a couple hours. Fans first. And I surprised them, right? Who does that? But they were like, oh my goodness, that's so cool. Thank you so much. I can't believe you're doing this, right? And even, you know, I'll probably talk about it another time, but I did a pretty cool surprise for those that were in the room at the mastermind event at the end. And I heard around the room, wow, that's so cool. I can't believe you did this. Why did they say that? Because I didn't do it because they bought a ticket. I didn't do it to like make them, you know, feel like they like me more, whatever. They'd already bought the ticket and spent their money and all that. It was because I wanted to surprise them, go above and beyond and do something special, right? It's how I've built all of it. The podcast, the content, membership, and now this retreat. It's all about serving people. It's all about people. And you know, on Monday, we had some breakout sessions and I got to walk around and just hear the groups. Very impromptu breakouts, right? They probably went about 30 minutes. They didn't need me. I walked around quietly listening to the three or four groups, okay? Just to see what they were discussing. I wasn't leading or teaching. They were doing the deep work themselves. And that moment reminded me that the power's not me, right? I'm not the hero. John's not the hero. I'm not the power here. The power is these conversations and serving people. These people are what made it special. So I walked out of that Airbnb on Tuesday with a full heart, right? I wasn't tired. I started recording this episode at 11 p.m. that night after being up since 7 a.m., right? I wasn't burned out. In fact, I was energized and thankful. You know, I don't even know if you can hear it, but losing my voice because we had so many great conversations. But anyway, I'm thankful. I'm already thinking, yes, about the next one, the next thing. I'll tweak some things. I'll do better in certain ways. I'll learn. I've had multiple conversations about how can I get better? I always want to be better. But 99% of the weekend went 1,000 times better than I anticipated, right? It was like a dream come true. But I always want to get better in every single thing that I do. And so I'm going to continue to try and do that. And thank you guys. Thanks for being here. I'm going to keep trusting the process, keep moving forward, keep building relationships. If you're listening to this wondering, like, if you can continue building relationships, I promise you it's worth it, right? If you question if you're doing the right thing, when you serve people, it's always the right thing, right? And if you feel like this is an accident, like, it's not. If you feel like you're not in alignment, just keep showing up, keep serving people, and take care of people, and the doors will open. And it's wild, right? What can happen? I'm nobody special. What I did is walk through open doors, trust God with it, and try to serve people as much as I can. So whether it's a podcast, a membership, a mastermind event, please go for it, right? And all these things, all my stuff, podcast, membership, and now this amazing retreat, I will never stop being grateful. I will never stop pushing you. And I will say, this is just the beginning. 500 episodes for me. Let's get to 1,000 and 2,000 and 5,000 and 10,000. Because this is a celebration for me, yes, but it wouldn't happen without all of you. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being on this journey with me. I hope you have an awesome weekend. And I'm always here for you if I can help you. So again, thank you so much. Thanks for being a part of 500 episodes so far and the celebration of that and the Mastermind Retreat. Let's get to the next 500. I hope you guys have an awesome weekend. And I'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.